Oh, did you miss us? Welcome, you guys, to the Super 564 Daily Show. My name is Jay Long, official CEO of the network, and welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got everything lined up for you guys today, everything from James Bond to Power Rangers. There's so much that you need to know, and you're only going to find it here. Well, you may find it other places, but you should find it here because we're awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Welcome to the Super 564 show.
Experience Opie the Possum, a tale of discovery as Opie travels through history, reliving actual events. Kids can find great entertainment and educational material all in one great series by author Jamie Long. Stop by TatePublishing.com and learn more about Opie the Possum today.
All right, you guys, we are back from that little break, and it's time to get into the top 10 countdown. This is the way that we've been doing it for about an episode or two, but basically until we can get back down to a regular size amount of news, we're going to do a top 10 every single day, Monday through Friday, and then when we get back to regular news, we'll do about 3 or 4 news stories a day. But until then, this is the format, so let's go ahead and kick it off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. All right, number 10. Apparently, Elvis Debris would be a good James Bond, according to Pierce Brosnan. Let's go back a second. James frickin' Bond himself said that he would be a good James Bond. And to quote him exactly, he said, when asked if Elvis Debris would be a good James Bond, Pierce Brosnan said, yeah, he would actually. Colin Salmon also. May the best man get the job, and may Daniel Craig bring home the bacon for as long as he wants. He really likes Daniel Craig as the James Bond as of now. And of course I do as well, because that's the James Bond that I grew up with. I'm just now getting back to going back and seeing the older James Bonds. But yeah, I would love an Elvis Debris James Bond, and hopefully you guys would too, because it would be freaking awesome. All right, number 9 news story of the day is going to go to none other than Doctor Who Series 9 to return later this year, and they've already released some tidbits about it. It will return with a 2-part episode titled The Magician's Apprentice and The Witch's Familiar, both written by Stephen Moffat. Another tidbit about this new season is that Michelle Gomez and Gemma Redgrave will return as well. I didn't look up who they actually were in the show because I'm a huge fan of the show and I'm actually a little bit behind. So I don't know who they are. So if you do, be very excited that they will actually be back. Number 8 that we have. There's not a lot of news about this because this is one of the older news stories that I wanted to get out because we hadn't broadcasted on it yet. But you may have already heard that another alien movie is in the works. Apparently, it is supposed to be after Aliens. So there's Alien Part 1, and then there's Part 2, which is Aliens. And then this movie that they're creating right now is supposed to go directly after the sequel. So forget all the other movies. This one is officially like Aliens 3 or something like that. So everyone's excited about it. Sigourney Weaver, it's supposed to be, I guess it's supposed to be her story or about her. She's supposed to be huge in the movie. So looking forward to that, and all you Alien fans have something to rejoice about. All right, number 7, kicking it off. Gail Katz, actually, producer Gail Katz, she's the one that I believe she either produced or directed the Perfect Storm movie. She has actually gained the TV and film rights to the board game Settlers of Catan. She said that, you know, her, I guess her high school, I guess college age kids now, have been talking about, and they love the game, so she got the rights to it, and she would actually love to bring it to either the small screen or the big screen, maybe even both. She didn't give an exact statement on whether we would be seeing one or the other or both or not, but she's gained the rights, and she says she would love to create something out of the board game that everybody loves. So very soon we may be seeing Settlers of Catan movie or TV show. Personally, if they did a Settlers of Catan TV show and did it like Walking Dead type style, I think that would be pretty sick. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. I'm sure you have your own. Let us know what you guys think about any of these news stories. All right, kicking it off with 6. We also have... they released a picture of Jason Momoa as Aquaman. Everyone knows Jason Momoa, of course, from the movie flop. I want to say He-Man. It's not He-Man that he did. If you guys remember the movie flop that he recently did, please message me in the link. I did not look that up. Why would you want to look that up? Honestly, I actually really like the movie, even though I can't remember the name of it. But Jason Momoa, I personally know him from Stargate Atlantis, though. That's the first time I got introduced to him. And we all know Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. So between those two, I was honestly already a huge fan of his. In my eyes, he can do no wrong, no matter what movie he does. So he's gonna be Aquaman. And then they released a freaking picture of it, and the picture is awesome. A lot of people that were commenting in the section said that it looks like, you know, they could do a trilogy, maybe Lord of the Rings style for Aquaman, this war that everyone's going to going to be in, and this looks, it looks freaking awesome. Even more awesome is the fact that I hope that they choose him to be, and I believe that they will, I believe that's what they're gearing up towards, the actual Justice League movie, to see him interact with all of the other superheroes will be phenomenal. I'm telling you, DC is making a comeback, you guys, and you got to get on board. But yes, if you would like to see the picture, you can of course look it up at any point in time that you want. But tomorrow, which is going to be March the 12th, we will actually be posting it up on Facebook and Tumblr throughout the day, so you can check there too. Follow us on facebook.com/super564 and tumblr.com/super564. You can see all of these news stories in their full entirety. We'll post them up on there for you guys to see. All right, that was number 6. We're gonna go into a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the top 5 news stories for your daily tonight. All right, you guys, you're listening to Super 564. My name is Jay Long. We will be right back.
Musicians, bands, and solo artists, submit your music right now to FuegoBeats.com and get your music heard around the world. FuegoBeats.com promotes, advertises, and showcases musicians from every genre, including rock, hip-hop, and much more. Log on to www.FuegoBeats.com and submit your music, and let's bring real music back to the forefront together. Thank you, and stay connected.
All right, you guys, we are back from that break, and right now it's time to go ahead and get directly into the final 5, and here we go. All right, you guys, number 5 story is going to be Invader Zim. How many of you guys remember that show? Well, Invader Zim is coming back, but this time in comic book form. It looks like Invader Zim will be back this July with a brand new comic book from publisher Oni Press. So if you guys love comic books and you love Invader Zim, this is the day for you. And I will say, for all of you guys that like a TV show or a movie or something like that, and it ends too short, and they make a comic book series, and you're just like, I don't know about it, you know, I'm not really a comic book reader, read it. Because honestly, they're able to do everything that you wanted to see and hear characters say and do. You get to see that in comic book form. I watched the show Buffy the Vampire Slayers, and they continued it on in comic book form, and it was brilliantly done by Joss Whedon and his team. And I know that they're doing that for a lot of TV shows and a lot of cartoons. So if you loved this, don't let comic books turn you off. If you're not a comic book reader, check it out. You may end up becoming a comic book reader because of it. It's worth a look, you guys. So Invader Zim this July in comic comic book form. Check it out. All right, here's a doozy of a news story. We have none other than Cartoon Network renews 11 shows, and they announce a Powerpuff Girls reboot. And, okay, I'm not going to tell you how much I love Powerpuff Girls, because most of you already know, but I will go ahead and get into the shows that they announced that will be returning. They have renewed Adventure Time, of course, The Amazing World of Gumball, there's Clarence, the regular show, Teen Titans Go, Uncle Grandpa, Steven Universe, Mixels, and, oh, Lego Ninjago, which I am so psyched for, and Pokemon the Series XY, plus also Sonic Boom. Last but not least, of course, Powerpuff Girls will be returning to the network in a series reboot. The first time Powerpuff Girls aired, they aired for 7 years, and they ended up winning 2 Emmys. So it will be nice to see what they're able to do with this series run. I'm really looking forward to it. Go Powerpuff Girls. And if you're a My Little Pony fan out there, I'm pretty sure the creator of My Little Pony also had a hand in the first Powerpuff Girls as well. So that's a reason for you bronies to get on board. All right, you guys, number three news story. There's a new comic book hero in town, ladies and gentlemen. There's a new superhero in town. The Florida Department of Citrus and Marvel Custom Solutions have banded together to bring you the new superhero, Captain Citrus. That's right, you heard it here. His name is Captain Citrus, bringing nutrition to kids all over the world. And in his comic book series, he will also be partnering up with your favorite superheroes from the Avengers to bring you nutritional facts and news stories. And more than likely, there's going to be a villain trying to get kids to eat fast food or something like that. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty funny. I mean, that alone makes me want to check it out. So hopefully you guys will do the same and let me know how it is. Number two news story really tugs on my heartstrings, because this is just absolutely amazing. Everyone knows I'm not a huge Marvel fan, but Stan Lee can still do no wrong in my eyes, because he's Stan freaking Lee. Apparently Stan Lee sent an 8-year-old autistic boy an original sketch of Spider-Man, because that's his favorite superhero. That story in general is amazing, but what's more amazing, or what's equally as amazing to me, is how it happened. And it will honestly blow you away. I'm not going to get into it on the show today, but I will be posting the link for you guys to read that news story all day tomorrow on Tumblr and Twitter, on Tumblr and Facebook. So definitely please check out that news story. And like I said, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but let's just say Spider-Man isn't the only friendly neighbor out there. All right, you guys, going into the number one news story of the day. A friend of mine sent me this link, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't even know who these people were, and I didn't even know that they had a string of shows like this. But there is a YouTube show called Super Beatdown, I believe it is, where two people get together and they talk about whether or not these two like fictional characters would win in a fight. And then they actually staged that fight with real live actors, and it's pretty freaking epic, you guys. And this one that I'm talking to you about is the White Ranger versus Scorpion. Of course, we will be posting that all day tomorrow, but also we'll be talking about it on our new vids show this Saturday night on Google Plus Hangout. So if you guys are in the area, or you are not in the area, you can do it all online. So if you're interested, we'll get you in the Google Plus Hangout if you would like, or you can just watch it on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Super564 Live, I believe it is. Yeah, Super564 Live. You can check that out as well. So you guys, definitely check out that video. I'm not going to tell you what happens, but let's just say they had to create an alternate ending because we had some babies in the audience. I mean, honestly, they said that they did it because the vote for who should win was so close, but honestly, I think that we had some babies and they started complaining, and then they were just like, okay, well, let's do an alternate ending as well, because, you know, it was really close. Honestly, I think the first win was the win, because that's just who I am. And if you know me, then you may already know who won the first time around. But yeah, please go check that out. I'll be posting it tomorrow if you want to wait for that, or not, just go to YouTube, put in White Ranger versus Scorpion. It will automatically pop up. And shout out to the guys that do this YouTube video, which I can't think of their names right now. I apologize. But yeah, definitely check us out. Super564. We are everywhere. Where Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. Just type in twitter.com/super564. Do the same thing for Twitter, for Facebook and Tumblr. We're also on iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in Super564. You'll see the new logo with the dailies on there. You'll see Super564 dailies. The first Super564 account on there that you see with the dailies on there is this one. So go on there, subscribe, like us, and rate us 5 stars, because we know you love us and we bring you awesome news. And yeah, say something nice about us. You know, you could be like, Javis, you know, has a beautiful voice, which I do, so you wouldn't be lying at all. Alright, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Super 564. We'll have another daily posted tomorrow night on the 12th, while we're also promoting this March 11th episode of Super 564. My name is Jay Long, your official CEO and host of the daily. You're listening to the Super 564 show, and we'll catch you later, you guys. Oh, never mind. Keep fiction alive. That's our tagline.